Hey everyone, I'm Susan Campbell and you're listening to Unfiltered, a podcast where my team of marketing professionals share their thoughts on all things branding. You'll laugh, you'll learn, and hopefully walk away with new info about how to market your business. Enjoy.
And we are back.
Why don't you sing our intro song? Can you do a jingle for us? Work on it and get back to me.
Zach and I will work on that. Okay. That'll be fun.
I bet you can beatbox.
I don't write music. I just sing it.
You strike me as someone who can beatbox.
No.
Nevin can play the guitar.
Give us your best beatbox.
Nevin and I have been singing Greatest Showman because apparently that musical got his approval, but not La La Land. Don't worry. I'm not still bitter a week later, 2 weeks later.
Can you beatbox?
No. He can play the ukulele.
I'm too white.
I can play the guitar and the piano.
Whatever.
I can do the white
person. I am the only person that has... You can't!
Oh my gosh! I freaking hate you so
I called that. I had no idea.
You could probably beat
that. Oh, dang it.
Okay.
Sick, fat beat.
Well, if you...
You are Justin Timberlake and I am Napoleon Dynamite. I can't do anything.
Chops, pegs.
My lips hurt real bad.
Your mom goes to college.
God.
You know that dance he does?
My friend did that for a college talent show. It was awesome. Okay, if you didn't already know, and if you haven't already left us, this is Unfiltered Marketing Episode 4. If you listened to Episode 3 a couple weeks ago, we introduced you to our newest team member, Nevin Rosner.
Nevin Rosner, there you go.
The mouth.
And what you just heard, that chaos, was... Jen was like, hey, Anna, you should sing a jingle to this podcast. And then she was like, oh, Nevin, can you beatbox?
No, I said you look like a guy who
can beatbox. Who can beatbox. Because if you also heard on last podcast, Nevin can do everything.
Mm-hmm. Languages, traveling the world.
No, that's Anna. She's traveled the world more than I have.
Whatever.
How many countries
of you can
have you
just stop?
To?
Three.
Oh, yeah.
Gentle enthusiast.
Oh my God, white girl problems.
I haven't been anywhere in a long time besides Mexico.
Okay, stop.
Anyway, that was him beatboxing and it was good.
He beatboxed. He dropped it like it's hot.
That's not what that means.
Oh. Oh, he dropped the mic.
Okay. I also had to educate Jen on what keeping it 100 was.
Because that would be like this.
We have to redo it.
Do you know what keeping it 100 means?
Like 100%? Like the best? I don't know.
Do you know that there's an emoji for that?
Yeah, it's
Which
red.
Which one?
It has 100. It's red with a line underneath it.
How did I miss that?
And Jen kept saying, oh, keep it 100. I'm like, no.
Keep it 100.
Yeah.
I thought it was a grade. Like, I still don't get it. I don't get it. Yeah, whatever. Also, what is it called when you hook up a trailer to a tractor and it has hay bales on it and you go for a ride? What's that called?
A hay ride?
It's a hay rack ride. It's been a debate.
All right. Welcome back to Unfiltered Marketing Episode 4. Today we are talking about digital marketing strategies, digital marketing, digital advertising. And back with us is Nevin, our account manager, newest account manager, and Jen, the host of this podcast. And Zach, producer Zach, in the studio.
Okay.
We're actually creating a new studio, aren't we, Zach?
Hex yeah.
He says hex yeah.
With a jig.
Yeah, he's doing another jig.
Shocker.
And he's getting all sorts of new equipment, and we're going to have like a perma spot to record instead of going on Dabby. Oh my gosh.
This needs to become a video podcast.
We need to get a video in here that we can just like turn on as well we're podcasting because people care about
this. So we're going to talk about digital marketing strategies today, which if you need a reference, I happen to have an article on LinkedIn about it. So after you're done listening to this, just catch me on social media and I'll tell you all about it.
Yeah. If you also heard last episode, you heard about Jen going viral on LinkedIn.
It's the only thing that cool is ever
So we're going to let her lead this convo. Take it away, Jen.
Oh, shoot. Man, I don't know if that's the right idea because Randy wrote most of that article. Shout out to Randy. So we're going to talk about how a digital marketing strategy can change the way that you are reaching your audience, your budget. I mean, it can go a lot further than traditional marketing.
Yeah.
I mean, that's right, right? That's true. It's real.
I mean, someone affirm what I'm saying.
Billboards are expensive.
Yeah, billboards are expensive, and so are commercials.
So, like, we're going to break this down, but quickly, there's three things for digital marketing.
Okay.
Know your demographic, specifically research.
Target audience.
Your target audience. Where are they? When are they online?
Who are
they? What platforms they use? How much money they make?
What do they drive?
What do they drive? Creepily, all of those things work.
You're not geofencing them at Walmart.
Exactly, because they go to Costco.
Right.
Right. I mean, that's for real. Let's just be honest. They're not at Aldi.
We know.
No, they're at home.
Excuse me.
They're at home leveraging Hy-Vee's delivery.
Oh, aisles online is life-saving.
Apparently Costco delivers now, too.
Oh, crap. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just found that out last night, actually.
So Costco has great cheese.
Yes.
I found that out.
They do. I've never been inside a Costco.
Come on down, girlfriend.
Yeah. Don't you have to be like a member of the club?
Yeah.
Totes. Yeah, just like Sam's.
Oh.
Totes.
But can I come as a guest?
No.
Yeah, you can come with me. I'll buy whatever you want. You
That's not
pay
true.
Me back.
Okay.
Oh, under the table, yo.
Okay, so knowing your demographic and your target audience, identify the solution that you provide. So figure out, you don't get a lot to say when you're doing like a Facebook ad. Like you've got tiny bit of real estate.
90 characters.
A very limited visual. And I mean, you've got to know exactly what solution you're providing and why it's important.
What problem are you solving?
So don't just go on to Facebook ads thinking you're just going to whip something out. Like there's a lot of thought that goes into it.
Correct.
You got to know when to hold them.
Know when to hold them.
Know when to fold them.
Know when to walk away.
Know when to run.
Oh, speaking of music, here's my third tip that Nevin and I discovered after listening to Greg Hatton talk at Moest.
It's true.
Shout out to Greg Hatton.
You're
he
amazing.
Also was on a podcast. What's that called?
Hashtag Wooden Boats. What?
Yeah. I don't know what it's called. We'll look that up and I can't recall. But anyway, he showed us some amazing ideas and we figured out that all you have to do to go viral or create some really good digital, we just need slow music.
No, we need emotional music, slow motion video, and a sunset.
That's all you need.
Zach is like, yeah, that's pretty much all I do every day. That's all I do to create awesome video. Thanks a lot,
emotional
guys.
Pull. Let's break it down for real and Anna, give it an actual example of where and why and how you would apply a digital marketing strategy.
Strategy is huge to our company. You've heard us talk about it 1 million times. We've blogged about it probably 5 million times. And 70% of statistics aren't made up on the spot. So there's that. But everything that we do has purpose behind it at SJC Marketing. You know, in the past, we've had clients say, I've got $250. I want to start running a pay-per-click ad on Google. And there was no keyword research done. There was no information given about who they were targeting, where they were targeting, how we needed to narrow it down. Because sure, can you throw a bunch of money behind a PPC ad and it hit a ton of people all over the country? Yes. But
you can boost a post with $250 and go viral.
Yes.
But is it real?
You can boost a post with $5 and get like double the exposure. But are those the people that are really purchasing your products and services?
There's nothing behind it.
So we ask a lot of questions in those strategy sessions. Of again, who's your demographic? Tell us everything you know about them. What do you know about their purchasing decisions? What's the history of their purchasing decisions with your product or service? And after that, we can start creating different ads. So one may be a call to action for them to do something. One may be like asking them a question like, have you been struggling with acne? Someone's like, oh my gosh, yes, I totally struggle with acne. Yeah. And so they click on your ad and you send them to a landing page that gives them the solution they've been looking for and have felt like they can't live without. Well, we do that for you because we can create those messages. But
and it's not going to be worth your while unless you consistently put $250 into it every month. Like $250 is not going to do you anything. But consistently doing the same message and keeping it going, that's where the sweet spot is.
Yeah, you'll start to definitely see more results with consistency. So, Nevin, we can totally bring up a real-world example of this. We were working with a client today. It's time for them to renew their contract, and we were adding digital ads to their strategy. They wanted to cut down the budget a little bit and so wanted to get rid of digital ads, but Nevin brought up the fact that they wanted to increase this arm of their organization, this new focus for them, and that digital ads plus the mix of everything else in that plan, social media marketing, email marketing, blogging, were going to be the best mix to create that traction.
Yeah, so just a matter of how aggressive they wanted to go after a brand new market that they identified, right? Mm-hmm. And so you're not going to arm yourself with just a few strategies to attack a brand new market, but if you can kind of cross-channel market within those six strategies that we had put together for them, then, you know, they should be well off. But to sit there and nitpick at which ones in their mind would be beneficial.
Basically, the question was, which of these tactics is the least important that we could cut to save money in it?
And it was digital ads that they pulled out. It's just like, no, that's that does dangerous. Does not make any sense.
You pull it together by saying you put an ad to join a newsletter. So then they join it, they give you their email, and then you've got their information to keep in contact with them consistently. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, there's just no way to pick the least important or the most important.
Well, and you think too, from a search results perspective, what I tried to get them to understand is that you've identified a whole new list of keywords that you would want to rank for. Well, organically, we can't get there tomorrow. But you know what we can do? We can post a digital ad that's going to get there tomorrow.
Right.
And helping them understand how that works, especially SEO and PPC combined when you operate at the same time, how beneficial that is for their overall organic listing. So hopefully they take that advice.
So anybody without a strategy can pay for an ad to be the top.
Oh, yeah.
Sure.
Yeah.
But the strategy is where you keep it up there.
What else are we doing
besides the ad? But you keep it up there whether you are paying more money or not because you earn that spot.
Right.
And earned media is way more impactful and important.
Right. And that just
longer lasting.
That brings up another point too, because know your industry and what your industry is spending on digital ads, because we're not here to tell you that if you spend $50 a month with us, that you're going to get that first spot, because someone down the road may be paying $250 a month.
We can't control that.
Right. Mm-hmm. So it's knowing kind of what the range would be on an average monthly spend within your, within your industry.
And that's why it's, this is something that you can outsource to a marketing firm, because we know the whole process behind creating PPC ads. You're bidding on certain keywords. So depending on how much that keyword costs and how important it is to you and how good of a keyword it is, that could take a large portion of your budget.
Yeah. Or so, broad versus exact matching and, you know, all that business.
There's a reason why there's usually an ad management fee behind it, because it takes someone that's constantly in there. Yeah.
One of the good things or great things that SJC does, I think, is that research where we're not just doing the obvious. Like, we're not just plugging in keywords. We're actually figuring out creative ways to put long tail keywords. Like, it's not just throwing some stuff on there. It's really, how do we use these words to say the message in several different ways so that we are not just pigeonholing ourselves into one search? Like, Zach and I might search for the same exact thing, but we might say it differently. Mm-hmm. So what other words are people using? What other problems are they seeking the answer to that we can apply that keyword to?
Yeah.
So there's so much more thought that goes into it than people think.
So we're going to take a little break, but when we come back, we're going to break down four different types of digital ads that you can utilize once you've set up your strategy and give you kind of high-level information on what each of those entails.
Hey, podcast listeners, this is Brian Jewell, the resident web developer here at SJC Marketing, and I'm here to give you a quick plug for our exciting new website packages. Now, if you head over to sjc.marketing/shineonline, you'll see several options for our new managed website packages. Now, if you're used to your agency not getting back to you after 3 weeks of emailing, this is the thing for you. You'll see several different options that we offer, including quarterly updated content, managed website updates, and everything that you need to keep your website up and going. And any question that you have, we're here to answer. View our website template samples at sjc.marketing/shineonline and get started today by contacting us at info@susanjcampbell.com or 816-396-8575.
Okay, so before the break, we were talking about the importance of a digital marketing strategy. So we're going to talk about four tactics that you can utilize for digital advertising. They are pay-per-click ads, which we spoke about before the break, geofencing, retargeting, and social media ads. And there are more, but we're just going to talk about those four.
So pay-per-click ads, for those that don't know, you can pay to basically be at the forefront of a page, or the front page of Google, for keyword-specific searches. So whatever's relative to your industry, if I'm trying to sell boots in Kansas City, I can pay for the keyword boots Kansas City, or Western boots, or anything that has the word boots, right?
It's the same.
Boots and pants and boots and pants.
Boots and pants and jeans and Wranglers.
Boots.
Boots.
That's bootsy.
But yeah, so you can pay to whenever that keyword is searched to show up on that keyword search. You can also, through PPC, specify what you don't want to show up for. So like a boot that goes on a car whenever you're parked illegally or something. You don't want to show up for that type of thing whenever you're trying to advertise your custom leather boots, right? So you can actually specify, again, you know, short and simple, specify what you want to show up for, what you don't want to show up for, and then allocate budgets to basically pay for those keyword searches.
Right. And so the way the budget works is if you put in $500 budget and each of your ads costs $10, by the time your ad has been clicked on 50 times.
You only,
then your ad goes away. Yeah. You're not going to spend more than what you're putting in for your budget.
Right. And you're only going to pay when someone clicks on it. That's correct. People pay per click.
Not exposure, just clicks. Yeah. Or impressions. If anyone creates an AdWords account and tries to start doing their own PPC ads, it's a little overwhelming.
It is.
There's a lot of detail that you can, again, geographic things that you can limit down to like radiuses.
Yeah. And you always got to watch the spend because some other players might come in for that specific keyword.
Right.
And what you thought, you know, if you allocated, let's say $5 for an ad, right? And you thought that's going to get that top spot every single time, but somebody else comes in and pays $7 for that ad, you're losing your position. So unless you're constantly watching your AdWords account, which we could do for you.
That's right.
For a low fee.
Okay, let's talk about retargeting. Retargeting is different than PPC. Retargeting is everyone's been retargeted that is listening to this podcast. If you don't live under a rock, because what a retargeted ad is, you go and visit, let's say, a retailer site, like looking for a new swimsuit. What a painful, painful shopping.
That's a terrible
experience.
Example. Pick something else.
Okay. I am looking for essential oils.
There you go.
I go to Young Living Essential Oils. I go visit their site and then I don't end up purchasing anything. And I go over to Facebook. All of a sudden I see on my sidebar that I'm getting Young Living Essential Oil ads that have been targeted to me because there are cookies, not to get too technical, that they've placed on their site that can follow me around. So, or if you've put something in a cart, but you've left it empty, you might get a return to your cart type of ad that follows you around. So those are great if maybe you're trying to do a wider blast. You may not know everything about your target market and you can, you're just following whoever comes to your site. So PPC can narrow it down a little bit more, but it's a great way to get some good exposure for, and again, it works like PPC where you have a budget and if, you know, enough people click on those ads, then your ads go away. But they're more visual than, you know, just a text ad. So that's another perk to retargeting is that you can create a graphic that goes with it or a video to make it more intriguing. So retargeting, I think it's fun. People used to think it's creepy. Now people like expect to be
targeted.
Mm-hmm. And we've talked about this before on the podcast, but like when you discovered you knew what Christopher was buying you for your birthday because you were starting to get ads about it because you share an IP address or because Facebook has access to your microphone. So isn't that crazy?
Alexa does.
The last two that we're going to talk about are geofencing and social media ads. Jen, do you want to talk about social media ads and what we can do with those?
Yeah, social media ads I think are pretty easy. I mean, the concept is easy. You can pick your target audience, you can pick the demographic and where they are, and then you can even research who's online, when they're most likely to interact, and then you pick a really clear call to action and you really strategize what your visuals are going to be. Make sure that you have all of the things in place to back up those click-throughs. Right. So make sure you really do have a website for them to go to. You really do have someone who can call them and you have a really good email system set up that they are going to get an email as soon as they sign up. So there's a lot of back-end work you have to do to make those successful, but it's probably the most easy. I don't know if that's safe to say, but it's...
I think for setting them up, it's definitely easier for like the everyday person or a small business to start trying to set up their own social media ads. There's a ton of videos you can watch about how to set them up. Facebook gives you very clear instructions with how to set them up.
Yeah.
But again, there's a lot of detail that you can narrow down into and you have to have time to do that, which is what it usually comes down to is the time piece.
Yep. And if you're a small guy, I would start with boosting posts over paid ads because you don't know really what's going to happen and what's going to work. So pick your strongest pieces of content and boost those and see if your audience is really responding to that content first. Kind of experiment. If they're not responding to a certain topic, you don't want to waste your money on an ad.
Right.
So spend some time, put some feelers out there. That way you know what you're going to do is going to work.
Yeah. But I am so glad that you brought up the point that on the operational side of things, like we can, if we're doing ads for you, if you're doing ads for yourself, yourself, you can get as much exposure as possible, but what is going to happen on the follow-through side of that? Are you going to launch them right into a targeted email marketing campaign because of the ad that you set up? Or are they just going to go to your website, to the homepage, and not know what you want them to do?
Exactly.
So that's where the strategy comes into play, because we know exactly what we'll be doing with each of these tactics when we are running them for you.
Yep.
Okay, the last piece is geofencing. This one works similar to retargeting, but you are basically putting a fence around certain geographic locations so that when someone enters that fence, so let's say I am a healthcare company and I want to target the kind of people that go to health food stores, gyms, spas, I can put fences around certain businesses. And there are multiple ways to do geofencing. This is just a small example. Mm-hmm. I can put fences around those businesses so that when that soccer mom who would pay more money to go to an integrative specialist goes into Whole Foods and spends a certain amount of time there, she is now in my fence and I can start sending her ads via apps that she is, you know, playing Candy Crush on. My ad can show up on that app. They can show up in her search engine browser. It can come through means of, you know, different Facebook ads. So geofencing is something that can really pull all of your digital advertising together. And if we know we're doing a separate Facebook ad campaign, we'll know not to target people on Facebook through our geofencing ads. The other nice thing that you can do is you can then track, especially if you have a brick and mortar store and you've geofenced someone, we know they've received your ad and then we can see that they drove to your store. And most likely, depending on what your business is, if they just drove there, they're probably walking in and they're either now a client or a potential client. So there are some good results that we can see from all of these ads by the people that click through and the information we've gathered on them. So that was a super quick run through, but there's so many options out there and it's exciting, but also you have to have the right mix and the right thing for your company, because otherwise you're just shooting darts and hoping something lands. So
one thing that we did talk about, we went through this really quickly, but we're going to start doing a Q&A type thing with our podcast.
Yes.
So if you have questions, we are going to be setting up on Instagram where you can send us your questions in the comments and then we're going to answer them on the next episode. So I don't think we have that all figured out yet, but be on the lookout because that's where any questions that you have about these things, we are happy to answer them on the podcast.
Yeah. Or tweet us at MarketingSJC. Send us a message on Facebook or DM us on Instagram. There's a million ways that you can get a hold of us. We have a contact form on our website, sjc.marketing. And please don't forget, if you love listening to Unfiltered Marketing because you think we're funny and smart, leave us a review, rate us on Apple Podcasts, and share it with the world.
Because we want to go viral.
We're trying to go global and viral.
Meet me on LinkedIn.
Yeah.
What would you say earlier? Have Ellen's people call our people?
Yep. That's fine.
We're ready.
They know us. Yep. Yeah. Okay. All right. That's all we have for today. Until next time, stay unfiltered.
Continue today's topic with us by tweeting your thoughts to Marketing SJC or visit our website, sjc.marketing.